Next item, permits projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Chief Watkinson.
Mr. Bowman.
Good morning.
As you mentioned, these are those projects over $50,000 in value. Staff has subjected these items to a public interest review. There have been no objections, and staff has recommended approval. There are 10 items, and I will read the items into the record for your consideration. Item 2A is the Green Association. They're requesting authorization to install 1,688 linear feet of quarry stone riprap revetment, extending a maximum of 10 feet channeled of an existing deteriorated bulkhead at several locations at their residential shoreline on Dead and Bones Cove of Carter Creek in Lancaster County. Item 2B, Northrop Grumman Shipbuilding Incorporated, request authorization to mechanically maintenance dredge on an as-need basis up to 300,000 cubic yards of state-owned bottom material from the James River to maintain depths of minus 50 feet below mean low water adjacent to Pier 3, minus 37 feet below mean low water adjacent to Pier 6, minus 72 feet below mean low water at the floating dry dock basin, and minus 49 feet below mean low water adjacent to dry dock 11. In this case, all dredge material will be deposited either at the Craney Island facility or an approved upland disposal location. Item 2C, Northrop Grumman Newport News is requesting authorization to modify their existing permit to retain the 12,750 square foot platform associated with the previous steam generation facility at Pier 3, situated along the James River in Newport News. The platform in this situation will be used for waterfront security. Item 2D, Department of the Navy, request authorization to construct a 42-foot wide by 392-foot long armor stone breakwater with a maximum height of 7 feet above mean low water in the Chesapeake Bay between the Officer's Beach and the Enlisted Beach directly adjacent to Joint Expeditionary Base Little Creek Fort Story West in Virginia Beach. A maximum of 3,000 cubic yards of sand beach material will be placed on the beach and channelward of mean low water to create a temporary construction access for this project. Item 2E, Graveyard Cove Dredge, LLC, request authorization to install a total of 213 linear feet of inlet jetties consisting of composite bulkhead and marsh tow revetments and maintenance dredge by mechanical method approximately 738 cubic yards of state-owned submerged bottom to achieve maximum depths of 3 feet at mean low water adjacent to properties in the Klein Farm subdivision situated along Graveyard Cove and the eastern branch of the Lynnhaven River in Virginia Beach. In this case, the dredge spoils will be barged and offloaded at a commercial marine property in Portsmouth. Staff recommends a royalty of $153 for the 153 square foot of fill associated with the bulkhead portions of the jetties at $1 per square foot. Item 2F, Department of the Navy, request authorization to construct a 23-foot wide by 137-foot long open pile concrete boat ramp, construct a 15-foot wide by 146-foot long floating tending pier wave attenuator with a 5.3-foot wide by 35-foot long gangway, construct a 14-foot wide by 152-foot long floating pier along an existing bulkhead, and that's with a 4-foot by 8-foot open pile platform and a 5.3-foot wide by 35-foot long gangway for access to the pier, and install 6 ladders and 24 concrete fender piles on the existing bulkhead along Ranger Avenue to support operations at the V-47 Combat Craft Facility situated along Willoughby Bay at Norfolk Naval Station Norfolk in the city of Norfolk. The proposed project also calls for the construction of portions of the boat ramp within a temporary sheet pile cofferdam and the temporary excavation and replacement of approximately 50 cubic yards of sandy bottom material to allow for the installation of the lowest pile caps of the ramp within the proposed cofferdam. Item 2G, U.S. Coast Guard, Request authorization to replace a previously existing floating pier with a new 6-foot wide by 76-foot long floating pier, and to install a new approximately 91-foot long floating tending pier with widths ranging from 6 to 9.5 feet alongside an existing boat ramp adjacent to the small boat piers situated along Craney Island Creek at U.S. Coast Guard Base Support Unit Portsmouth in the city of Portsmouth. Item 2H, the town of Glen Lynn is requesting authorization to install a 6-inch diameter water line adjacent to the existing Route 649 bridge crossing over 112 linear feet of the East River in Giles County. Item 2I, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers request authorization to install a 20-foot wide riprap tow protection structure extending 13 feet into the Little Calf Pasture River immediately downstream of the Goshen Dam and Lake Merriweather in Rockbridge County. And the last item, item 2J, Fig Bridge Developers LLC request authorization to modify their existing permit for the Jordan Bridge Replacement Project to extend the time period for removal of the existing Jordan Bridge such that complete removal of the existing Jordan Bridge structure from state-owned subaqueous bottom shall occur within the time frame required by the United States Coast Guard permit number 19095 and subsequent approvals. The demolition activities authorized by the Coast Guard are to be completed by October 11, 2011. The VMRC permit had required complete removal of the existing bridge structure 1 year from the permit issuance date, which had been August 25, 2010. Happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson by members of the commission?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tony, the 2J, the timing of the required demolition, are we essentially ceding our ability to put in a deadline if we're saying and subsequent approvals?
Well, I think in this case, just as a little background, the Coast Guard issued their permit later than the commission did, so things didn't get started right away. And so that required them to need the extension. And the Coast Guard does have an expiration date of October 11, 2011, but should they extend that, this permit condition, as you indicate, would extend the expiration period for removal for us as well. So it would be tied to the Coast Guard's permit.
And to follow up, that's your recommendation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
One follow-up, Tony. This is the project that involved the turbidity curtains. Didn't we go into some basic compromise as far as turbidity curtains and things like that in reference to time of year restriction or in lieu of time of year? Those conditions remain in place, correct?
That's correct. This was the only condition of the permit that would change.
Any further questions? Okay. Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience wishes to be heard pro or con on these matters? If not, the matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holland.
Move to approve all of the page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to second. Approve, second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.